our new surroundings, the abandoned Acme Doll Factory in downtown Aurora, Illinois.
We now have an official babe lair.
I know, man. This place is going to be chick central.
I feel sorry for guys who still have to live with their parents, you know?
Okay, you've probably noticed by now that we're on a little early tonight.
Usually at this time on Aurora Cable, you're watching Plant World.
But they didn't want our 10:30 time slot. But we were able to talk Plant World into changing with Cooking World.
Although they didn't want to change at first.
But fortunately, White Supremacy World was canceled and all the trades worked out. And finally, the reason we're on early is because we're going to a concert tonight in Chicago.
Excellent.
Yes.
Woo!
And did I mention that we will be seeing
Aerosmith?
Whoa! All right, okay, so until next week, good night and party on!
Party on, Wayne!
Party on, Garth.
It's Wayne's World! Wayne's World! Party time! Excellent!
To the Mirthmobile.
The Mirthmobile.
All right.
Woo!
Hi, I'm Wayne Campbell.
Excellent.
Welcome to Wayne's World 2. Let me bring you up to speed. Come on. There's a lot to tell you, so let's take the scenic route.
Okay.
A year has passed. I'm a little older. I'm a little wiser. I'm starting to get hair in really weird places, man. Feel like I'm turning into Sasquatch. I still go out with my girlfriend, Cassandra. She's cutting a record demo right now, man. Her career's really taking off. You remember Cassandra, don't you? Ah, Cassandra. Shwing. What a babe. She'd give a dog a bone. But you know, even though I live on my own now, everybody's really hassling me to do something with my life, you know, to become an adult. I feel like I'm in a John Hughes Rite de Passage movie. But what I'd really like to do is something extraordinary. Something big, something mega, something copious, something capacious, something kajunga. But I'll probably end up working at Great America, mopping up hurl and lung butter. Chuh. Huh. You remember my best friend, Garth Elgar, right? Oh, I almost forgot. This year, Garth finally got pubes.
You didn't tell him about my pubes, did you?
No, of course not.
You are listening to WPIG The Pig. All rock, all the time.
WPIG Aurora.
Hey, handsome Dan coming at you at 5 on the short side of 9 bells here for WPIG, America's Rock Authority. Oh, what do you say we check in with Mr. Scream?
So cool, he must get a million chicks. I bet he's totally studly and buffed.
With a voice like that, man, he's gotta be a babe magnet.
And it's 4:30 and I'm shifting gear.
Welcome to the key, this how may I serve you?
Yes, I ruler, Ugger Ox, and a Makita cop. And then I think I would like a large with cream.
Yes, and could I please have a heavy donut, raspberry, and a orange drink?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. And bigger cocaine.
Oh, well, let me try to recap the order. A crawler, two sugar pucks, a Stanley Cup, a large coffee with cream, a raspberry jelly donut, orange drink, and a box of five holes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Drive around, please.
When I get lonely and I'm sure
I'm so psyched for this concert, man. Aerosmith's gonna kick ass! But where are we supposed to meet Cassandra?
Cha-ching, cha-ching! Backstage laminates.
There she is. Hey, Cassandra!
Hey, Campbell! Hey, Campbell!
Hey, there she is.
Sorry we couldn't sit together.
Oh, no troubles, Bubbles. Great concert, huh?
I want you to meet somebody. Wayne Goth, this is Bobby Kahn of Shop Records.
Excellent.
He's here.
Yeah.
Bobby's my record producer. He's been working with me in the band.
Well, we must drop by the studio. Of course, I don't have to tell you how extremely talented Cassandra is. I mean, you've heard, you've seen, you know.
Definitely.
Scott!
I should have met someone. Cassandra.
This is Scott.
Hi.
Hi.
And, Dwayne?
Actually, Wayne.
All right.
Bobby tells me you are very, very talented.
I was just saying the exact same thing.
Scott, I'm gonna ask you something.
Don't you hate schmoozing?
Oh, yes, I just despise it.
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
You're worthy, you're worthy. Get up. You guys were excellent tonight.
Hey, thanks a lot. We'll see you inside.
We're planning on it.
That's right.
Gotcha. Great. Hold on. Excuse me.
Oh, jeez, Wayne, look.
Garth, it's Heather Locklear. And she's signaling to us, there is a God.
Heather be thy name.
Bobby!
Heather!
Are you coming?
Oh, yeah,
We're supposed to be in there.
No, you're not.
My girlfriend's in there.
Hey, a lot of people's girlfriends are in there.
Denied.
Hi, where are you from? I'm from Wilmette.
I'm from Cicero. Isn't it cool to be downtown?
Hey, are you those two guys who have that TV show in Aurora?
Wayne's World?
Wayne's World.
Wayne's World. Wayne's World.
Party time.
No.
Well, you guys sure look like them.
Look, if Wayne says we're not, okay?
Okay. How long does it take for you to get here from Aurora? It takes me 40 minutes door to door.
My mom gave me a dollar and dropped me off at the park and ride.
Dogs. Dogs. Marilyn. I saw the creature.
Who are you?
I'm Jim Morrison.
Cool. Who's he?
A weird naked Indian.
Cool. Why have you brought me here?
To help you find some answers, Wayne.
Answers to what?
Ask me a question.
Okay, two trains are traveling at 60 miles an hour, one from Chicago, one from Los Angeles.
No, ask me a question about your life.
What am I supposed to do with my life?
You should put on a concert in Aurora, Wayne.
How am I going to get the bands to come?
If you book them, they will come.
But I don't know anything about putting on a concert.
You must go to England and find a man named Del Preston. He's the greatest roadie that ever lived. He was with us in the good times and the bad. He will help you. Any more questions?
Will Garth ever get his Sports Illustrated football phone?
It was sent to the wrong house. We'll arrive tomorrow along with the swimsuit issue and the video, the Stanley Cup 100 Years of Glory.
Hey, how do I get back?
Follow the weird naked Indian.
Cool.
Wake up!
Garth!
Huh?
I just had the most vivid and powerful dream of my life. Last night, Jim Morrison spoke to me. He told me that the purpose of my life was to put on a concert.
Oh, hey, guess what finally came in the mail, Wayne? I guess they sent it to the wrong house. My Sports Illustrated football phone.
Oh, my God!
Cool. My Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Oh, my God.
And the history of the Stanley Cup, 100 Years of Glory.
Garth, it's a sign. We will put on a concert. Oh, yes. We will put on a concert.
Oh,
Well, this must be the place.
Maybe we should have called Cassandra before we dropped by.
Garth, it's us. No one's gonna hassle us. Besides, Cassandra needs the encouragement. Excuse me, what are you guys doing here in the middle of the street?
Well, I'm putting these chickens in crates and stacking them right here. Jim's job is to make sure we always have plenty of watermelons.
Oh, so you're selling watermelons?
No, no, sir. We just got to make sure there's plenty of them stacked at all times, just like the chickens.
What do these guys do?
Well, their job is to walk back and forth with this big plate glass window every couple of minutes.
That's weird.
Yeah, you got to wonder if this is going to pay off later on.
To overdub a track with Bobby playing. He can really wail.
Give him a few minutes. They're working on it.
I spoke with the label today. They figure you got at least 3 singles on this one. They want you to come out to the coast next week.
Excellent.
Not bad for a little girl from Hong Kong.
What brings you here, Wayne?
I had to tell Cassandra something.
Yeah?
Yeah. Last night, I had a dream. We're gonna put on a concert in Aurora.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it's a festival.
Festival?
The festival. You heard the man.
It's charming. What's it called?
What's it called? It's called, Wainstock. It's called Wainstock.
Wainstock.
Who's gonna be at Wainstock?
Aerosmith and Pearl Jam.
Who else?
Me. And Wayne. And
Van Halen.
Wow, Van Halen. Who else?
Yeah, who else?
An old man fashioning a kayak out of a log.
What?
No! Rip Taylor! Rip Taylor's gonna be there!
Ah. Rip Taylor? He's a god in my country. He can't walk the streets without getting mobbed.
Oh, that's great, because he's gonna be there. So, I thought maybe you could play too?
I would be honored.
I wouldn't commit, just yet. You got some real gigs coming up. Real gigs.
Real gigs? Well, ixnay on the condescensione there, Chet. Yeah.
Bobby, can I ask you a question?
Is it Garth?
A sphincter says what? I said, a sphincter says what?
You want me to say what? Like, I don't get it. Is that it? Is that it?
Oh, dear. Last guy didn't get. Okay, last guy didn't get. You big. You big. We small. Small, so we better go. Yeah.
Where are you going?
England! I can't believe Paramount is spending the money to fly us to England. I would have thought they would just use 2 doubles. Here we are at Piccadilly Circus.
Wow, what a shitty circus.
Good call. There's no animals or clowns. What a ripoff. Let's go to Buckingham Palace.
Does Princess Di still live here? She is such a babe.
Yeah.
So did Jim Morrison give you Del Preston's exact address?
Yeah, he said exactly London, England.
Okay. I don't know about this, Wayne.
Del?
Hello?
Del? Are you Del Preston?
Oh, I might be. Who are you?
My name is Wayne Campbell.
I'm Garth Algar.
That's terribly fascinating, man. You woke me up.
How can you sleep like that?
Listen, Sonny Jim. Sleeping like this would add 10 years to your life. I learned it from Keith Richards when I toured with the Stones. This may be the reason why Keith cannot be killed by conventional weapons. So, how can I be of assistance?
You're gonna think I'm nuts, right? But someone visited me in a dream and told me that Del Preston would help me put on a concert in Aurora, Illinois.
A concert? I'm afraid you've been misinformed. I don't do that anymore. I'm just an old geezer. I mean, what do I know about music today? When I was working, it was all bands like Eric Clapton and the Rolling Stones. I mean, it's not like the Grateful Dead are still together and touring, is it?
Well, actually, Garth, they... Wow. Look at this scrapbook. That's you with Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. My old lady put that together. We must have toured every concert hall and venue in America. Me, my old lady, and the road.
Is that you and Bob Dylan?
Yeah.
Who's the old lady?
That's my old lady. Listen, it was fun. But those days are gone forever.
But we came all the way from America just to talk to you.
I'm sorry. I don't do concerts anymore.
Come on, let's go.
Well, I still think you led a really cool life. It was nice meeting you.
I guess Jim was wrong.
Hang about. Was it Jim Morrison?
Yes!
Maisie.
Did he have a naked Indian?
Yes!
Wow.
I have to ask you. Didn't you think it was a trifle unnecessary to see the crack in the Indian's bottom?
Yes, absolutely!
I had the same dream.
Whoa!
Del, you're really gonna love Aurora.
Where's Aurora, anyway?
Frank, it's Bobby. Did you get the tape? What'd you think? Definitely, she sounds great. Yeah, the band is terrible. It's a garage band. They can't, I'm sure. I'm working with them. I'm still in the studio in Aurora.
What the hell are you doing there?
She wants to stay here.
Why would she want to stay in Aurora?
Same reason they all want to stay in Aurora. She's got a boyfriend. Don't worry. I'll get rid of the boyfriend and the band. Also, I'd like to bring her out to L.A. Finish the album.
All right, Bobby. Let's just get it done, okay?
And there I am in Sri Lanka, formerly Ceylon, at 3 o'clock in the morning, looking for 1,000 brown M&Ms to fill a brandy glass, or Ozzy wouldn't go on stage that night. So, Jeff Beck pops his head round the door and mentions there's a little sweet shop on the edge of town. So, we go, and it's closed. So there's me and Keith Moon and David Crosby breaking into this little sweet shop, right? Well, instead of a guard dog, they've got this bloody great big Bengal tiger. Well, I managed to take out the tiger with a can of mace. But the shop owner and his son, that's a different story altogether. I had to beat them to death with their own shoes. Nasty business, really. But sure enough, I got the M&Ms and Ozzy went on stage and did a great show.
Wow, that was amazing.
Well, to put on a really great rock show, like Nebworth in England or Woodstock, there is only one place you can do it, and that's here, at Adlai Stevenson Memorial Park in the Plainfields.
We better get to Stevenson Park and check it out.
So, Wayne, I hear you're putting on some kind of concert. That's good.
People need to be entertained. They need the distraction. I wish to God that somebody would do something to block out the voices in my head for 5 minutes. The voices that scream over and over. Why do they come to me to die? Why do they come to me to die?
Okay.
What do we do now?
Here, let me look at it. Get the flashlight.
Okay. There's the main gate. And here we are.
No, man. We're over here.
I don't think so. We took a left turn at the gate. So that would put us...
Garth! Wait a minute.
I know where we are. I'm pretty good with maps.
Shh!
What?
Wayne Stock, you would purposely invite the rock and roll element into our community?
Well, what's wrong with a little entertainment?
Entertainment is fine, but this, you know, we have lots of big acts that come through here. Ice Capades, Tiny Toons, Kenny G.
Kenny G.
So...
What, we don't even get to apply for a permit? Yeah.
We would love to put on a rock concert. Not.
Oh, yeah.
Betty Jo, could we have the permit for a festival, please?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. You'll need to fill out the necessary permit applications.
Permit applications.
Thank you, Betty Jo.
Hey, you're the guy that's on that Wayne World show.
Betty Jo?
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, then. Naturally, you'll need the necessary application for authorization, approval from the guilds and unions. You'll need some release forms, the decibel level. What? Is something wrong?
Huh? What do you mean?
It's my eye, isn't it?
Why would we want to look at your eye? Is there something wrong with that weird eye?
There's nothing wrong with my eye. This one just has no pigment. You see, I'm what you call a partial ocular albino, but I'm fine with it. I have perfect 20/20 vision with both eyes. Mr. Campbell, you're serious about putting on a rock concert.
Are you kidding? I'd give my right eye.
You both realize there are certain jurisdictions you'll need to follow.
Well, I'd like to think that I have an eye for details.
I'm assuming, of course, you have the $5,000 occupancy permit, or you wouldn't even be here.
Excuse me? A baking powder? $5,000 occupancy permit? Yes, we have that, actually, yes. Piece of cake.
Fine, then all forms and applications must be filled out in triplicate and returned to this office no later than 10 working days before the event with the money.
Okay, well, we'll take these home, run through them with a fine-tooth comb, cross the T's and dot the... lowercase J's. Oh, I keep falling over. Oh, no. Oh, I seem to be falling over a lot. Oh, damn these high heels. Oh. Cassandra.
Why do you go out with me?
I love being with you. Most guys are jerks. You're a good person.
Wait, let me show you what I got at a garage sale.
Well, what'd you get?
Isn't that great? You what? Heard of it?
Excuse me, have I ever seen this one before? Frampton Comes Alive. Everybody in the world has Frampton Comes Alive. If you lived in the suburbs, you were issued it. Came in the mail with samples of Tide.
Look at this old one. Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Wow, that is old. You know, I bet those guys actually have pacemakers by now.
Can you believe they're not making vinyl anymore? It's weird, isn't it?
That is weird.
Bobby said my album will never, ever be on vinyl.
Oh, Bobby says. Are you and Bobby having an affair?
No, of course not. Where did you hear that?
Well, you know how these things start. One guy tells another guy something, and then he tells two friends. And they tell two friends, and they tell their friends.
And so on,
and so on,
and so on.
You know how these things go.
No, honestly, Campbell, I am not having an affair. I'm nice to him because he's my producer. But if this record deal falls through, I lose my visa and then I have to go back to Hong Kong. But you have nothing to worry about, Wayne.
Okay.
Hey, my dad's coming to visit. I'd really love you to meet him.
Yeah, treat. I'm sure he's just gonna love me.
Yeah. If you're anything like my old boyfriend.
I'm nothing like your old boyfriend.
Then we're screwed. You know, I haven't seen Garth in a while. What's he up to?
Oh, Garth's doing his laundry.
Too bad he doesn't have a girlfriend to do his laundry.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for doing my laundry. Hey, Cassandra, how do you get my clothes so white and fresh smelling?
It's an age-old Cantonese family method that very few people know about.
Ah. Wait a minute. Calgon? Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Hello.
Hi.
I don't recall ever seeing you in here.
Well, maybe it's because it's my first time in here. That's right, my mom used to do all my laundry, but I do now. I'm what you call sans parents.
Oh.
I can go to a movie on a school night like that.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, do they? Would you like some red rope licorice?
Why, sure. What's your name?
Garth Algar. What's yours?
I'm Honey. Horney.
Nice to meet you, Miss Horney.
That's Horney. It's French.
Oh, okay. Miss Horney.
So, Garth, would you like to have dinner some night?
Oh, I like to have dinner every night.
No, I mean us. You and me. Would you like to have dinner some night?
A date? Finally, it took like 2 hours. I like them teeny and toasty. So long.
Bye.
Bye.
Maybe we'll see each other around.
Yeah, I'll see you around.
Oh, Garth? Forgot these.
Good night, Cassandra.
Night.
Good work.
Thanks. See you tomorrow.
Good night. I have got to get you to L.A. You are buried here.
I like it here. All my friends are here. What time is it?
10:35.
Damn. I missed the start of Wayne's show.
Okay. So, we're in a doll factory, right?
It kind of reminds me of that movie, The Leprechaun. You remember with that little guy who goes, I'm the leprechaun. Garth, I'm the leprechaun.
Cool it, okay?
I'm the leprechaun.
Stop it, all right?
Don't try and steal me, Patago.
Why do you hang around with these guys?
Because they're fun. If I wanted a guy that was all drive and ambition, I could have stayed in Hong Kong. Back then, guys like that are 12 for 10 cents.
You mean a dime a dozen?
Maybe where you shop. I think you underestimate them. They're really sharp.
Stop it, leprechaun man!
Garth, chill,
and
chill,
they're the chill. Common
people. Who the fuck is sweetie?
I'm not,
sweetie.
Stop it,
sweetie. Sweetie, come on, sweetie. Come on, pixie dust. Sweetie, it's me. It's me. The leprechaun.
Oh yeah, these guys really sharp.
I'm scared.
It's the leprechaun.
Get away, leprechaun.
Are you
going
to move to Ireland? Because I'm the leprechaun.
Got to go.
Wayne, we're here.
Here, let me get the gate for you. Hold on. All right. Come on in. Come on in. Nice digs, huh?
Hey, Cassandra, you look hot.
Sorry.
Wayne, I would like you to meet my father, Mr. Wong.
Please meet your acquaintance, Wing Campbell.
Bing hai du wah! Ding soi, Wong.
Ah, kia nói Quảng Đông nói được không tệ, mỗi khách hàng gọi tôi Jeff.
Hong Tin Mao.
Jeff?
Right. Wing, tôi không nói chuyện phải không? Nói thật với bạn, tôi sợ bạn phải chăm sóc con gái tôi không được, bởi vì bạn là mông chà chà như vậy.
Ai để không hồ la?
À, mỏ chỗ. Đại nhân giảng.
Trinh Tào Biên, Jeff. Mày đánh mày mãi số gì liền?
À, nè, cảm ơn hả? Nè, cảm đại đám thùng của giảng hả? Mà thì chống xí là hả? Nên là xung nè hơi kinh yên lộ vang à.
Cả yên hãy hậu gó đá bài kỳ gó. Cả tiên xóa phù phí yên.
Very well. If that is your custom, prepare to die.
I know all seven animal styles. The crane, the stag, the horse, the tiger, the bat, the rat, the monkey, the beetle.
I will take you, old man.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Wait!
You did a hiding a nut, sir.
Sword.
Oh no.
Can we talk later? This is not a good time for me. Just a moment. I've got a call waiting. Hello? Yes? Can I call you back? I am on the other line. Uh-huh. Yes? He received a Sports Illustrated football phone.
Wayne, you've impressed me. You're worthy of my daughter.
Zang.
So here's the deal. We got a party tomorrow at Comrades. It's kind of a fundraiser for Wayne Stock.
That's right. There's going to be a $10 cover charge at the door. It's going to be a big party.
And because it's at Comrades, we're going to call it a communist party.
I remember one time I was in a place like this. Sri Lanka, formerly Ceylon. It was about 3 a.m, and I was looking for 1,000 brown M&Ms to fill a brandy glass, or Ozzy wouldn't go on stage that night. So, Jeff Beck pops his head round the door and mentions there's a little sweet shop on the edge of town.
Hey, Wayne. Hey, Garth.
Hey, Milton.
Hey, Milton. How's it going, man?
Awesome party! Good tunes, good brew, good buddies. I feel great, man. I feel great! I don't know, man. I hate my father. I hate my life. But I feel great, man. You guys are great. I'm gonna go pick a fight.
He's gotten a lot better, don't you think?
Way better.
Thank you.
He'll be back in a bit. Hey, how's it going?
Hi. It's looking good, Campbell.
Yeah, I'll be at the bar.
Good. Hey, I'm so glad you could make it. You look amazing.
I see.
Yes.
Oh, wait. I have great news. Bobby is taking me to L.A. to do the final mix of my album. Isn't that terrific?
Wow. That's great. I'm ecstatic. I'm beside myself with joy. Hooray for Hollywood.
Living on your own definitely has its perks. Shrink, you know, because your mom doesn't tell you to turn down the stereo and junk like that, you know, which is a real drag. Shrink, you know, because moms are genetically programmed to hate music played at the appropriate level, right? I mean, and my dad, forget about it. Shrink. He can ruin a Led Zeppelin reunion concert, you know what I mean? Shrink, because he hates any music played at the appropriate level. Shrink.
But the shopkeeper and his son was a different story altogether. I had to beat them to death with their own shoes.
What's the deal with Bart? Wayne? It's getting a little out of hand. I think you better say something.
All right, good call.
Everybody! Say something! Excuse me! Whoa! Everybody, can I get your attention? I can say something! Keep it down! Okay, we're really glad you could all make it. We never realized that we had so many friends who believed in this concert idea. When we first had this idea of putting on this shindig, we didn't know if anyone would come. But look, you're all here, pitching in. I promised myself I wouldn't cry. Party on!
I'm starting to get a bad feeling, man. I think something's going on.
Hello, hello, yes? Is this Aerosmith's tour manager? It is. Hello, my name is Wayne Campbell. You don't know me. I'm not mental or anything, but I'm putting on a concert in Aurora, Illinois. Yes, I can hold.
Oh, Del, look.
For years, I thought this was a Mercedes emblem.
Woodstock? That was quite a show, man.
You were at Woodstock?
Excellent. What was it like?
Well, it rained all morning, and then it cleared up in the afternoon. And that's it. I almost remembered something else then, but it's gone.
You can't remember what it was? Still holding. Yes, I am. I just want...
Wayne, look what I made.
Good work, my friend.
You guys got the permit applications? Got the money?
Cha-ching! Cha-ching!
Good for you. Most people just take them and never come back.
Position one to position two. Do you copy?
This is position two, position three, watch your position.
Position three, I read you.
Position four, do you copy, over?
Four copies. Back to position one, over.
I have to go to LA for a couple of days. If you need anything, I'm at this number.
Position one to position two. Position one to position two. Did you see that?
This is position two in position. Sorry, man. I didn't see anything.
What is it?
Abort! Abort! We have been identified. Abandoned position. Abandoned position. Whoa!
Let's run away. Uh-huh.
What's the matter, Wayne? You look like you want to say something to me.
I think we should break up.
What? Why?
Because there comes a time when people should go their separate ways. I mean, I've got Wayne Stock, you've got your career and your producer, and I just think it's time that we should see other people.
I don't want to see other people.
Well, what about Bobby?
What about him?
Oh, come on! Do you think I'm a gullah bull? Or even a gullah calf?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Wayne.
Sure, right! Come on now! What about these?
Where did these come from?
I did a little detective work.
You did spy on me.
Yes, I did. I think she took that well.
Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Your roadie training begins today. It will not be easy. You will get tired. You will get blisters. You will get aches and pains. But you will also get good. Are you ready?
Yes, sir!
Brody's president of Camp 4, sir!
Well, let's begin.
When I die in the name of Tourette's, gonna go to the place that's the best. When I lay my diamonds back, going up to the spirit in the sky.
Going up to the
spirit in the sky.
You're getting better, Del, look.
You're worthless! You're less than nothing! What's keeping you here?
You don't belong here! Why don't you just quit?
Because I got no place else to go!
Thanks for coming in with me. I'm always a little afraid to come in by myself. Come on. Whoops. Come on. Sit down. And I'll fix this little drink, okay?
Tudo é tão triste. A beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha.
There you are.
Passa sozinha.
An old-fashioned.
Se ela soubesse que
passa. This coke's gone bad.
I just love a man with a sense of humor. You know what I wish?
What?
I wish I could climb up inside of that big old brain of yours and just walk around.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You know what I love?
What?
I love the way those big, thick glasses magnify your pupils.
Oh.
Look at me.
Huh?
Oh. I'll bet you like to be in control. Tell me.
Well, when I was 17, my little sister tried to borrow my Def Leppard record. I said, no way.
Now that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, my God. You're so limber.
Don't you just love music?
Do you have any Megadeth?
Come with me.
I'm blind. Whoa. Oh, huh? Okay. I'm dancing. You're real squiggly. Whoa. Ah!
Did you hurt yourself?
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, there.
Yeah. Now feel naughty, feel naughty. I thought I saw a booty cat. Whoa! Boldly go where no man has ever gone before. There's got to be a way to find.
Take me, Garth.
Where? I'm low on gas and you need a jacket.
I'm going to be Frank.
Okay, can I still be Garth?
Shut up and kiss me.
Good morning, darling. I trust you slept well. I hope I wasn't too much of an animal.
Come. Hold me.
You know I will. Party on.
Sweet Bobby. He's leaving. He winds up.
Are you all right?
Women. I feel like I've been placed in the delete bin of life next to Mahogany Rush.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, relationships aren't for the timid.
Yeah.
And I should know. For I'm no longer a stranger in the ways of the woman.
All right, man. All right. Good work, my friend. On that note, game on!
Game on!
Alright! He's wheeling, he's doing! Whoa! He shoots! He scores!
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, it takes two people to run a concert. One backstage and one out front. Two. One man alone cannot do this. Wayne. You will run the backstage team. Milton?
You are the liaison.
Between Wayne's backstage team and Garth's front stage team, which includes myself in the booth. To the left and the right of the stage are the machine gun nests, belt-fed M60 Brownings. Now, these babies tend to heat up, so shoot in 3-second bursts. In the event of capture, I will personally distribute cyanide capsules to be placed under the tongue like so. Any questions?
Yeah, I have a question. When did you turn into a nut bar?
Thank you, Mr. Scream. Hey, in a minute, I'm going to be joined by Wayne and Garth. They're going to give us a lowdown about the upcoming Wayne's concert.
Hi, we're here to see Handsome Dan. My name is Wayne Campbell.
Yeah, I know. We've been expecting you, Wayne Campbell. I am Bjergen Kjergen.
Wow, I love your accent. Where are you from?
I'm from Sweden.
Oh, really? Whereabouts in Sweden?
Njergen, near the Bjergen Fjords.
Well, nice to meet you, Bjergen Kjergen, from Knjergen, near the Bjergen Fjords. Knjergen. That's in the Klargen province, near the Bjergen River.
Yeah.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Your annual rainfall varies from about 40 inches in the winter to about 200 inches in the summer. And your chief export is modular furniture.
I did a project on Sweden in the 8th grade.
Well, I am impressed with your quest for knowledge. Educated men are rare.
It was really hard. I stayed up all night working on it. And then the next day in gym class, I was on the mini tramp and I got diarrhea. I really wish I hadn't told you that.
Well, I am sorry to hear of your illness, but since you have sacrificed your health for knowledge of my home country, I find you very attractive, and I hope to make love to you in the near future.
Well, Schmergen. Okay. All right. Okay, all right. Oh, Dick Van Dyke Show.
Good work, my friend.
Yeah. Are you wearing Brute?
Yes. My woman likes me in cologne.
Hey, Wayne, guard. Let me get my headset off. I'll be right out. Oh.
Hi, Handsome Dan. It's great to meet you.
I'm not Handsome Dan.
Hi. Hey.
Hi.
Handsome
Dan.
Back with you on WPIG Maximum Grunt. All right, our special guest right now, Wayne Campbell, Garth Elgar, Wayne's World, all right. Talking about Wayne Stock, very exciting, big event. Everybody's excited, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be a big concert at Adlai Stevenson Park.
Uh-huh.
It's just going to be a big party, you know? We've got some great bands coming.
Uh-huh.
Like Aerosmith.
Uh-huh.
I just want to remind everybody that there's still plenty of tickets left.
Uh-huh.
But that's no reason to wait till the last minute.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just a chance for the city of Aurora...
Mm-hmm.
To do something.
Uh-huh.
Fun.
Uh-huh.
And to put the city on the map.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, well, work is hard.
You're not really listening to me, are you?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I could say anything right now, like you're a complete tool.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't hear it, because you're a freak with a microphone.
Uh-huh.
It's not even challenging anymore. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Isn't that true, sphincter boy?
Uh-huh. What? Oh! They're getting closer all the time. All right, good information about Wayne Stock. Very exciting. We'll be back with more right after Pig Sports. Right now, it's 16 minutes past the big hour. Is that not right, Mr. Scream? Great, good stuff. I think people are getting really cranked.
Hi, Bobby, it's Wayne Campbell.
Wayne, how'd you get this number?
It was written on the back of a business card. I'm looking for Cassandra. Do you know where she is? I have to talk to her. It's really important.
Cassandra, no, I haven't seen her. She said she might come to L.A. She wasn't definite. If I hear anything, I'll let you know. I have to go. I'm with someone. I'm sorry I couldn't help.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Important call?
Some small-time promoter.
Let's get some lunch.
You're saying is that Peter Lawford warned Kennedy not to mess with the military-industrial complex.
Yeah, dig this, man. J. Edgar Hoover was one bad cat. I mean, he had a completely different bag from Jack. I mean, he just couldn't groove. And when two cats can't groove to the same tune, one of them has to visit the man upstairs.
That's amazing, man. Excuse me. Hey, Wayne. I want you to meet a friend of mine, Sammy Davis Jr.
Wow.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Junior.
Nice to meet you too, man. I got a split, man. I got some cats I gotta hang with.
Bye, Sammy.
He's a good man. And now, Wayne, what can I do you for?
Listen, Jim, I'm really confused, okay? We haven't sold any tickets yet. None of the bands have signed. Garth is distracted by chicks. I broke up with my girlfriend. And on top of all of that, Del's gone completely mental.
To complete your journey, you're gonna have to help some people along the way. This next little bit, you're gonna have to go it alone. Keep the faith, my friend. If you book them, they will come.
Hey, Sammy, wait up.
Hey, Jim, what if nobody shows up? Jim!
Wow. Sad. Cool. Yeah.
Right. Right, Mo. Mm-hmm. I understand.
Nervous?
A little. Never been on the Tonight Show before.
Nothing to worry about. After the show, I thought we
After
might...
After the show, I have to fly back to Aurora. I'm doing Wainstock, remember?
Wainstock? What's this Wainstock thing?
It's nothing. Something she has to do.
Hold on a second, Mo. Listen, Bobby's put together some great musicians. You're making a great album. Together, it can't miss. You're in good hands. He's the best. You listen to Bobby, and you're going to be a big star. A big star. Mo?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're almost out of time, but I'd just like to point out that there are still plenty of excellent Wainstock tickets still available. Actually, there are about 10,000 excellent Wainstock tickets still available. And I'd also like to address a rumor. There's this rumor that none of the bands have signed and that probably no one's going to show up. While it's true that none of the bands have signed, Jim Morrison and his weird naked Indian friend visited me in the night and assured me that all the bands are going to come. All right.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's all the time we have for this week. So until then, good night. Party on, Garth.
Party on, Wayne.
It's Wayne's World! Wayne's World! Party time! Excellent!
And we're clear.
All right! Woo!
Wayne, you know, I don't know if you should mention that Jim Morrison thing anymore.
Yeah. It's just that people have started to talk. You know, they're saying things like, hey, there goes Garth and his friend Wayne. The psychopath. It's embarrassing. No offense or nothing.
Oh, no. No, none taken. Bring. I believe this knife is yours.
Okay. Yeah. It's just that things have started to look a little bleak.
Bleak? What? Hey, no guff, Chet. Until you pointed that out, it hadn't occurred to me. Hey, where are you going?
Makita's? Yeah, you know, the usual. Are you going to come?
No. You guys go and have fun. I'd probably just end up embarrassing you anyways. No. I'm just going to stay here and lick the cat's butt.
Okay.
Just 15 to 20 minutes, three times a week, can really make a difference in the...
How about all the other products here? How much for those?
Joe, you know the price. $29.95.
Okay. Now, that song is from your album that's coming out, right?
Right.
She looks great.
It should be out next month, or we hope it will be.
Now, who's we? Now, who are you looking at? Let's see the guy.
That's Bobby Kahn, my producer.
Oh, that fine-looking man is your producer, huh? Man, I'm in the wrong business. See, I should be a record producer. Then I would have attractive-looking women waving and smiling at me all the time. Hi, Bob.
She will be mine again. Oh, yes. She will be mine again.
You were terrific. They loved you.
You think so?
You're kidding. Listen to them. They loved you. Me too.
You know, I didn't think I could do it without my band, but the guys you put together were so hot. Damn, I had fun.
Good. Let's celebrate.
Okay.
Did you give any thought to what I said?
Yeah. I'm still thinking about it. Give me a week.
Okay.
What's the matter? Is anything wrong?
Garth. Oh, Garth, I'm so scared.
Well, is someone hurt you? I mean, I'll take care of it. I'm a grown-up now, you know.
It's my husband.
Your what?
Oh, darling, I meant to tell you, but my divorce isn't final. And he came over here yesterday, and he was crazy like an animal. Oh, I wish someone would kill him.
You mean kill your husband?
No. No, don't say it. You mustn't even think it. I mean, I know you love me, but I won't let you kill my husband. Although, I know you want to. We both know you want to. And then you could have me anytime you want. And I do mean anytime. Get me my cigarettes. Would you, lover? They're in my purse. Oh. I'm just so...
Whoa. That's a pretty big gun.
Oh, darling, with all this talk about killing and 45 Magnums with the clip file down and the safety off, oh, it's just all so confusing. I won't let you.
He is a dead man. No way.
You know what? I got myself into this. I'm going to get myself out of it. I'm going to take it on a chin, and I'm going to be a man.
Keep the faith, my friend. If you book them, they will come.
Ah! Wow! Whoa! Okay. All right, man. You got to stop doing that, all right? Oh, man.
Hello? Is anybody here? Hello?
Oh, my God! Rip Taylor! Oh, my God!
How are you? You must be Wayne Campbell.
Yes, I am.
Oh,
yes.
How are you, Wayne?
Very good.
This must be Wayne Stock.
Yes, oh, it is. Yes, it is.
It's a little rustic, a little bucolic, but, oh, well, I like it. It's cute.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. Oh, how are you, Pat? Better get ready for the show. Get dressed.
You can see him?
Well, of course I can see him. I mean, how are you going to miss a half-naked Indian, for God's sake?
Rip Taylor, Garth Elgar.
Rip, you showed up. Cool.
Yeah, my people got a call from you, you know. Thank you. And I, before I could say no, this guy came to me in a dream. I said, who are you? He said, Jim Morrison. I'm a dead rock star. I said, I'm not familiar with your work. So he played me a record from the Doors. And I said, well, you appear to be more like a crooner working in the rock milieu, which I like.
Why is our order taking so long?
So, well, you know, he said, you got to do Wayne Stock. I'm thinking, what the
hey? Hey, what's going on?
Don't you know?
No.
We're here for Wayne Stock.
Same here, dude. Really looking forward to it, too.
Later.
Wayne, where all these people come from?
Garth, this is big. We gotta get back to the playing fields. Hey, Joe. So, have you seen Cassandra? I know, it's weird. I don't know where she is either. I know. I mean, she said she'd play. She never misses a gig. All right, well, if you see her, can you send her over to Wayne Stock? All right, thanks a lot, Chief. All right, bye-bye.
Wayne! Wayne! Okay, here's what's happening so far. A lot of people have started to show up, and then the bands are here. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to hurl.
Okay, Garth. Next day on the Earl Hay. I need your help. Think, where could Cassandra be?
I think I had too much Jolt Cola.
Hello.
Jeff, Wayne, I cannot find your daughter, and I'm greatly troubled.
Alas, my young friend. I have chosen another for my daughter. You are an excellent warrior, but I require more in a son-in-law. He has money.
Name the one you have chosen, and surely he will die by my hand.
He goes by the name of Bobby. He is offered security, a career, and a green card. I arranged the match myself, and though I am sure this information will be useless to you so late in the film, they are to be married at the First Presbyterian Church on Gordon Street. Sorry I could not invite you to the wedding, my young friend.
She's a high bindawa. It's okay, she's marrying Bobby. What?
What are you doing?
I'm out. I have to go find Cassandra and tell her how I feel.
But I can't do the concert by myself. It takes two men to run the concert.
You're right. I'm in. But I love her. I'm freaking out. What am I going to do?
Go get Cassandra. Dale and I'll run the concert. Just go get Cassandra. Be back before we start. Go! I'm busy now.
I just wanted to know if you needed anything from the permit office.
That's the Unix book.
Yeah.
Cool.
Church on Gordon Street. Gordon Street.
I once knew a girl who lived on Gordon Street. But that was a long time ago, when I was young.
Do we have to put up with this? I mean, you know, can't we get a better actor? I know it's a small part, but I think we can do better than this.
Gordon Street. Oh, yes. Gordon Street. I once knew a girl who lived on Gordon Street a long time ago, when I was a young man. Not a day passes I don't think of her. And the promise I made, which I will always keep, that one perfect day on Gordon Street. That's 5 blocks up, 2 over.
Thank you.
Just a place, but a state of mind.
Jesus, God, no.
Cassandra! Cassandra!
Oh, hi. Sorry, everybody. Wrong wedding. Jesus, God, no.
What an asshole.
Morrison said, if you book them, they will come.
I don't know, Wayne. It doesn't look too good.
Jim? Jim? Jim!
Wow. We really are in the desert.
Sure. No gun.
Wow. Jim Morrison.
Told you so.
How can I help you?
Jim, none of the bands have showed up.
I know, and they're not gonna show up.
Then why were we supposed to put on the concert?
Because you had to try and do something with your life.
But it was a failure.
Whether you won or lost, what's important is that you gave it your best shot. I'm sorry, man.
Okay.
Right.
You'll think of something. It's your movie.
Well, thanks a padload, Chet.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wait, where are we? Oh, how do we get back? This way, do we?
Good call, Garth. If we're gonna go down, let's at least go down in glory. Let's do the Thelma and Louise ending. Yeah.
Thank you.
We don't want to end the movie like this.
Yeah. Let's do the happy ending.
Yeah.
None of the bandits showed up, Wayne. What are we going to do?
What are we going to do, guys? We can do it on the speed. Supposed to put on this concert?
Because you had to learn that it doesn't matter what you do, Cassandra loves you for who you are. And that being an adult means facing responsibility yet still taking the time to have fun.
Right. It's sort of like coming home on Friday night and doing your homework right away so that your Saturday night is free to just party.
No, I like the way I said it better.
Okay. Okay.
When I take away everything you got, and they'll rub your nose in a fucking spot.
Yo! Over here. Could you open the gate, please? I have to get in there.
Sorry, you can't come in.
My girlfriend is in there.
Hey, a lot of people's girlfriends are in there.
Shut up and dance. Now listen. When you rub your finger to the phone. Now what does that get you? In a crowd of people, you're still alone. And I guess that tells you something. Now the road to hell is paved in hell. And it makes you wonder. She wears pants. Here comes Jill and she needs a man. But she can't do jack, so shut up and dance. Huh.
Jets.
or in the boxes. And the clowns have all gone to bed. You can hear happiness.
Hey, don't cry.
Yeah, we're gonna clean it up. Okay?
Dressed in red. And the wind whispers merrily. And the wind cries merrily.
See?
See?
Thank you.